I'm going to assume that's just happened. Otherwise we will stop here. So, totally changed now, in our very depths, we then arrive at the last protective wall through which we must pass. The wall of lotuses circles before us. Around this mandala, this sacred spot, may the lotus petals of purity open. And they surely do. When the newly born Buddha-to-be, the infant Siddhartha, touched the ground and took his first steps, lotus blossoms sprang up from the earth. Thus, each step of the Bodhisattva hero is an act of spiritual unfoldment. He moves forward in a process of ever-growing purity. The lotus blossom is the radiant, flowering mind, nourished by the light of illumination shining forth from the five Buddhas, who dwell in dazzling brilliance at the mandala's centre. The lotus grows up from the darkness of the mud to the surface of the lake, opening its petals only after it has raised itself beyond the surface, remaining untainted from both the earth and the water which nourished it. It blossoms. Likewise, the heroic mind, born in the human body, unfolds the petals of its true potential, having raised itself above the turbid flood of passions and of ignorance, and transforms the dark power of the depths into the radiantly pure consciousness of Bodhi. The hero grows beyond this world, he surpasses it. His roots are in the dark depths of the world, but his head is raised into the fullness of light. Depths and heights, darkness and light, material and immaterial, form and formless, the limitations of the individual, the boundlessness of the universe are united in the radiantly pure consciousness of Bodhi. The flames have transmuted samsara into nirvana. The vajra wall of determination has extended all the way. The old self is dead and buried in the cemetery. The lotus petals of purity are fully open. The outer walls are gone beyond, and the hero beholds the splendour of the Lord Buddha's. He can take his place in the divine palace. He has entered the mandala.